Ah, see, we called it.
Hello, people. Welcome back to From the Ashes podcast. I'm your host, Arsonist Clown. And we're fresh off the Dinklage train.
Did you really have to bring that up already? Jeez.
Because we just got done doing the, what was that episode? I don't know. It was the Dinklage episode.
Apparently it is the Dinklage episode now, but it originally was the movies/TV shows based on video games. But that we got.
Yeah,
like
whatever the original title was, it was actually the Dinklage episode. We're fresh off the heels of that one.
You know what? We'll call it. You've been Dinklaged. That's the episode name is You've Been Dinklaged.
Yep, and we just immediately jumped into another one because we're trying to desperately get out as many episodes as we can before August. Don't ask why. But, you know, we're here, and, you know, we decided to bring an additional set of hands on board. And in that...
Bless apologies. You.
That would mean we have now Phoenix, Grim, and Ocean. I would ask how you guys are doing, but I'm pretty sure that makes no sense. Anyways, Peter Dinklage.
Jim Carrey.
So, we're all here, we're all ready, and we're here to discuss about things to eat. But I'm not talking about edible things to eat. I want you to look at your desk, or to look at any object in your room. Does it look delicious? Does it look like you would take a bite out of that? I wouldn't know, because I'm holding these USBs in my hands, and they look pretty scrumptious to me. So, speaking of that, let's just start simple. Look, take a good look around your guys' room. Is there anything in the room aside from food, like actual things that help us live? Is there any object, or like a small item, that you would absolutely devour?
Peter Dinklage. I mean, what? No.
I mean, that's more cannibalism.
I'm talking about the popcorn bucket.
No. Oh, well, then you should have said the Peter Dinklage popcorn bucket.
My bad. Okay.
Peter Dinklage.
Who do you want to go first?
I don't know anybody. I don't really care.
Here, I'll start. What about popcorn buckets?
Dola, do you have one in your room? That's his question. Like,
yeah, is it in your room?
I might have a dune one. You do. You'd never know.
Face cam. No, just...
Face cam or it didn't happen.
No, I don't have one.
Ah, see, we called him on it.
I don't collect popcorn buckets. I don't spend $100 on popcorn buckets.
Yeah, I think we went on a tirade last time about this, so we can move on.
No, man, we can talk about it just a little bit more.
Oh, gosh. Poor Grim has no idea what's going on right now.
Grim, what's your opinion on merchandise popcorn buckets?
I feel like this is going to roll back into the Dune popcorn bucket. So, like...
It 100% really. Is not.
Okay.
Would you spend $300 on a light up Galactus popcorn bucket from the Fantastic Four movie?
Oh, I have three. How did you know? No, I'm kidding.
Like, I've actually spent $1,000 on them.
I bought their whole stock.
Yep.
All right. So, anyways, back to topic. No one else
no,
is going to answer.
What?
We're just continuing the episode from the last time. Like that's all we're doing.
Welcome to Dinklage.
Ocean's dying.
Okay, so I have this. Like, I'm a big fan of collectibles. And shut up about the popcorn buckets. He had the mute. So. I 1 year for Christmas, I got this. Like, I'm a big Cincinnati Bengals fan, and I got this And I promise that this goes along with this, what you're asking. But you know those like villages they do at Christmas time, like the big, you know, Santa's village or whatever, you know, like people collect them and put them in together, like they have trains going around them and stuff. Well, I got this one Cincinnati Bengals themed house, and it looks like pretty much like a gingerbread house, but it's made of porcelain. That looks pretty tasty to me right now after I clean off the dust.
The dust adds more flavor, though. It's a flavor neutralizer.
Oh, okay. That right there, it looks pretty tasty. If I have to take a picture and send it to you guys, I'll show you. You'd be like, yeah, that does look pretty tasty.
Would you add any condiments to it? Like, you know, maybe some strawberry sauce, some vanilla. I don't know.
You know, a little chocolate sauce and strawberry sauce would go good on it. Yeah.
All right.
Top it with
would be pretty delicious.
Top it with some whipped cream.
Whip. And then afterwards, you can curl up on the fireplace and eat out of your Peter Dinklage popcorn bucket.
Asking where it went wrong.
It all began in episode, whatever the last episode is.
Season 2, episode 27. And I know that because I just put it in its right folder. That's why.
Yeah, who's it starring?
Danny DeVito and Jack Black?
Wrong.
And Peter Dinklage on stilts.
Oh my gosh. You know Grimm's going to laugh when he gets to the part about what I said about Peter Dinklage as the role as you know what. But we're not going to talk about that. Because
I keep that for Grimm, but it just, I know it's been mostly me. It's just continuing the last one.
Yeah, to be fair, Grimm, I was not, I halfway expected this, but I was not thinking that it was going to go this long within, like, you know, we're almost 10 minutes into the episode and we're still talking about this. Coming down from that high is apparently hard. So,
it never stops. Anyways, Grimm, what's in your room right now that you'd like to give a nibble?
So it's really funny that this is the topic, because I'm actually babysitting my neighbor's dog at the moment, and he is the first thing that I saw.
Okay, I'm talking about stuff that's inedible.
I mean, it's morally inedible. Regardless,
Yeah, sure.
Are you joining the cast of the forest? Like, what the heck?
Oh, jeez, I know about that. I think, no. Peter Dinklage.
Dieter Pinklage.
Okay, so my doorbell, right? It's like hanging up on the side of the wall, and it looks like one of those like chocolate bars where the aluminum is like gold, right? Now, yeah, I don't like chocolate, but I mean that doesn't mean it doesn't look appetizing.
What? You don't like chocolate? That's the first I'm hearing of this.
What else do I got?
By the way, I put a picture of that house in podcast text.
Would you eat it with the snowman?
Yes. Snowman has to be a part of it.
Snowman's like the cherry.
Yeah, exactly. The cherry on the side. Not on top, but on the side.
I got my Snuggie.
You're going to eat a Snuggie?
I don't know, maybe. Okay, you want to eat a porcelain house, but I get judged for wanting to eat a Snuggie?
I'm just saying that's a big meal. You gonna share?
Not for Grimm. Grimm's a pro.
Yeah, I do eat a lot. I just eat the fridge. The entire fridge.
With everything in it?
Yep, everything
He's
in
actually
it.
Actually working on eating a prop propeller plane. It's taken a while, though.
Like Wario from Smash Bros. When he his neutral special when he eats everything.
Eats his own motorcycle.
Yeah, add Wario to his photo.
Yo, we should just Photoshop different characters into that photo. Wario is one of them.
Pretty's in. Pedro Pascal can replace the guy to the right of him.
That just makes me think of the Goombas.
Yeah, you could add Peter Dinklage there, you know, just not even his face can be seen. It's just the top of his head.
It's just him on the bottom of the screen, like half his face showing because he's too short.
Holy cow. That's funny.
Look, all right, aside from USBs, which I'm still twirling one between my fingers here, Domino's. I don't know why, but you know, freaking Domino's, whenever I set them up to just like knock them down, I always look at them and I'm just like, why do I want to eat these? I don't know why. They just look like the forbidden chip.
What if, hold on, and go with me on this, okay? What if you put Domino's on a Domino's pizza?
I mean, your brain could possibly bypass the fact that you're eating porcelain.
I mean, then it would really be a Domino's pizza.
Domino's. Only at Domino's. Domino's pizza. Domino's.
What if the Domino's pizza was strictly a Pizza Hut, though?
What if you were
the ultimate
guy named Caesar and a Little Caesar's pizza?
The Trojan pizza.
The Trojan pizza.
What do condoms have to do with this? No.
So why does this pizza taste rubbery?
Oh, it goes down easy though.
That's what she said. Just sounds like leather going down a slide.
Oh man.
It actually makes the same sound coming out.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Ouch.
Except for at the end you hear.
It's like, why does it feel like sandpaper this time?
You just get that little pop at the end.
Honestly, sandpaper. That's a great one. I would 100%, if I was able to, I would eat sandpaper.
You think I'd have a good texture?
Well, okay, maybe not eat, but you would have to treat it like, what's the thing called?
Chewing that stuff. Oh, gosh.
How it feels to chew 5 gum.
No. What's the Pop Rocks? Pop Rocks, you just lick it.
Yeah.
How many licks does it take to get the center of a sandpaper?
There you go. See, he gets it.
You'd be like ha 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 ha. That's what's gonna be like because your tongue's gonna be raw. Like ha 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 ha.
It's only for the strong-willed. You can't be weak when it comes to eating sandpaper.
Yeah. It's the Carolina Reaper of foods.
There's different sandpaper or sand and paper.
True. The different grades of sandpaper are like the Scoville scale for like spice. Just like the finer grains is like the beginner.
You're like, man, I love printer paper, but man, that loose leaf stuff, huh?
terrible. It goes all the way to glass level, you know, because sand, like, so you eat the sand and, you know, it mixes with your acids in your stomach and it turns to glass and then you ended up exiting with glass out of, oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah, people usually do that to increase window production.
Yeah.
They're like, if I produce
they're bringing material cost. I was about to say, they're bringing stained glass to a whole new meaning.
But bumps.
You, sir, get a Peter Dinklage star.
Yippee!
It's not a very big star.
It has little stilts on the but side, though.
But it's got a loud mouth on it.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the Dinklage. It's what you do with it that matters.
Hashtag Danny DeVito.
You must be a South Pole elf. Sorry, I don't know why. I just had to throw that out there.
You just that came into your head and you're like, I really gotta say that.
I was trying to think of it the last episode, but I couldn't think of it until now. I don't know why.
Dinklage.
Dinklage would be a South Pole elf.
Yeah, 100%. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, sandpaper.
Discount on stilts. He buys in bulk.
Would you eat stilts?
I mean, Do you think if it's like sanded down, like it's smooth, do you think that would taste better?
Probably.
Would that be before or after you eat the sandpaper?
Well, if anything after the sandpaper, you're not tasting much, so.
That's true. Sand it down and then eat the stilt and then eat the shavings from the sanding and then eat
those sprinkles.
Sprinkles on top, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the ice cream?
The sprinkles is sawdust.
Non food world.
It's Peter Dinklage.
I love that. See, you guys got me doing it now. Dang, blame it. Now you're doing it.
Yeah. You got me doing it now.
Ice cream of the non-food world.
Glue.
I mean, in the most literal sense, it could just be dry ice.
Or glue. Like Elmer's glue, like the school glue, you know? Paste.
Concrete.
Oh, gosh. Do you think
a stick of glue would taste better than liquid glue?
I don't know. I'm sure I had some kids in my class that have tried it before.
Yeah, you should ask them.
They're connoisseurs.
They really like the paste better than the liquid. It's got a grade,
and
you
that's
know?
How he got fired.
Yeah. All right.
I'm
just going to line up a bunch of glues on the desk and be like, okay, which do you guys prefer?
We're performing an experiment today.
Yeah. It's like that guy who the bears kept stealing his honey, so we just laid them out to let them see which ones they liked.
I'd have to say coral. Coral looks pretty appetizing.
So does
at least
ocean
like
coral?
Yeah, like ocean coral.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Could, like, you know, I don't know, just biting into those, it feel like, well, it looks like it's fruit flavored.
But hold orange. On. How are you going to collect that, Arson? Huh?
In a popcorn bucket.
I'll get Al to go get some for me.
We know Arson's scared to death of the ocean, so...
Yeah, again, like
he's
I said,
send Grimmin after him.
Look, like I said, I think I said in that episode, you know, just get someone else to do it for you. Don't do it yourself.
True.
If you're wealthy enough to good to eat coral, surely you could afford someone to get the coral.
Exactly.
And as he said, it's not like he's scared of the ocean per se. He's scared of what's in it, from what I remember.
I mean, yeah, I think I don't know.
Well, I mean. What happened to Malcolm Jamal Warner just backs your statement, you know? So, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. I hate that.
I'll just deploy my Peter Dinklage life.
He's just walking
too small.
On stilts.
That's why there's multiple of them.
He has the Peter Dinklage.
He has to tie them together with like shoelaces.
Yeah. And then deploy my Peter Dinklage paddle.
Peter Dinklage, away!
In case he has to get saved, he has a Peter Dinklage freaking flare gun.
My Peter Dinklage motor rotor.
He just has the Peter copter.
The Dinklage copter.
Yeah. To the Peter copter. You mean the Dinklage one, right?
It's not even a helicopter. It's like a gyrocopter.
Yeah, it's just that rainbow hat with the little blades on top. That's basically a full size helicopter.
The
for Peter
stupid
Dinklage.
Propeller.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Ars is like to the Dinklage copter. Just puts the hat on. Okay, let's go.
Starts spinning little little freaking color.
You just away! Hear, you just hear Peter Dinklage in the background going,
you son of a...
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I knew I shouldn't have beat that sandpaper earlier.
But yeah, man, you know, ocean coral looks pretty appetizing.
Thanks for bringing that back.
He's at a seafood buffet. It's just coral, though.
I would like your finest coral, please.
Would you like coral served in a coral popcorn bucket?
Is it edible? If not, it will be.
You should see what else I have planned for it.
Hey, I still stand by what I said, Arson. The, what is it? Mount Rushmore still looks edible.
Which of them, whose head would you eat first?
Well, okay, so backstory.
Just at the back of Lincoln's.
I can't, oh my gosh. I can't go after Lincoln because he's actually family. Like, I'm actually related to Abraham Lincoln. So the other three, whatever. Let's go after the first. We'll go after George Washington.
George Washington.
Yep.
Are you going to start with the wig?
His dentures. His dentures made of hippo teeth.
Hippo teeth.
And now, wood. Here's the thing. Is teeth, since it's from an animal, considered normal? Or is that considered an animal?
I wouldn't consider that normal.
That's a delicacy.
Right. in the grand words of Peter Dinklage, can I have those hippo teeth?
Pretty please.
Can you please pass the Peter Dinklage teeth?
Always looks up to whoever he's talking to.
You know, I really look up to you guys.
He's like, upsie!
It's never gonna end.
It's not. It's a permanent fixture. Whenever Ocean's gonna be around now.
All right, who's your second pick on the Rushmore? You know,
after that, I don't really care. I just mow down. You know,
Do you start from the bottom or the top?
It's gotta be the top, right? So. I start down from the wig, you know. That's...
If you were taste testing Mount Rushmore, does that mean a starter bite or licking it?
I don't know, but I feel like I would probably...
Salt Rock.
I feel like I would pass on Teddy pepper. Roosevelt, though. You know?
Look, man, I don't know. You could just do it during tourist season when everybody's just looking at it.
That's true.
They're like, why is that guy on top of George Washington trying to eat it?
And then, like, give it a couple of hours, because I imagine it's going to be quite a bit for you to work down to the forehead.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, oh my goodness, he's actually eating George Washington.
Get down, Mr. President!
The other was
a bunch of army SWAT team trying to get a name at you.
The others are looking at me like, the others from the Mount Rushmore are looking at me like, oh gosh, am I next? Oh gosh. Yes, Thomas, you're next, buddy. Come on, Tom.
No, so, take the shot.
So I guess I would have an order. It would definitely be Washington, then Jefferson. I guess Roosevelt, and then if I had to, Abraham Lincoln. But
you can call him Lincoln if it makes you feel Lincoln. Lincoln.
But I guess that would be my order. But in all honesty, I would leave, you know, Lincoln for somebody else. You know, I don't want to be like completely, you know, selfish. I want to share.
I'm sure Peter Dinklage appreciates this.
Yeah, well, he's a growing boy, so.
He needs his minerals.
He does. But once we get done with the Mount Rushmore, then we can just go walk into and grab the national treasure. You know?
All right. The longest heist ever.
Yeah. Like, we'll be done in about 3 years. The good news
gotta,
is we may need some water.
Devour enough for us to, like, you know, get the helicopter and, like, be able to winch the prize on.
I feel like that should be in our story somehow. The cheese,
the apparatus
room.
No, well, you'll devour enough of, like, one of the heads where we can, like, hook it onto a winch, and then we'll use the head. No, we'll use Lincoln's head. We'll use it as a freaking wrecking ball to destroy the apparatus room.
With Joe inside.
Does that qualify as leftovers? And if so, where do you store inanimate object leftovers? Because you don't need a fridge anymore. Do you just have a pallet?
Yeah, I mean, you'd save a lot of power, man. You're not refrigerating the food because it doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Would you still cook?
I mean, you can if you want to. Like, if you want, you can, like, make a pasta sauce and drizzle it on top or something like
that. What would you make your pasta sauce out of?
I mean, like, concrete. Again, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, concrete meat.
Concrete meat.
Yep, concrete meat.
Yo, but the best part about it is you can eat the plate afterwards, too. Like,
Yeah.
Really save on storage. You don't have any cabinets anymore. Rip them out and eat those.
Like, oh my gosh, could you imagine going in to remodel a house? All right, boys, come on, free meal.
You just bring a bunch of kindergartners and tell them to go to town and eat it.
It's all yours.
It's like the cartoons of, like, termites when they find a house, but it's just a bunch of kindergartners.
You think?
Oh, that's too much off the house. Come on.
A little to the left.
I mean,
wrong house.
Teeth would look a little funny, but I mean, like, at least they wouldn't decay because of sugar.
That's true.
Would you still have canine teeth, or do you think humans would evolve to not have canine teeth?
Dude, they'd be all completely molar.
Just, yeah, all molars. Nothing but molars.
I mean, to be fair.
All cartoon villain.
Tungsten steel molar.
To be fair, you know, people could still get braces, but what's to stop them from eating them?
Yeah, your braces.
I just couldn't help myself.
They look so good.
Sorry, Doc. I got hungry on the way home.
You're back again? This is the fourth time this week. Yeah.
Pinklage, my guy. Sorry, I just left that in there.
All right, 5 minutes without mentioning him, starting now.
Danny
Impossible.
DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Yeah, we're switching to the Danny DeVito Jack Black twins episode, you know?
And Jim Carrey.
And Jim Carrey triplets.
Yeah, triplets separated at birth. I'd watch that movie.
I would too. That's the sad thing. Shoot, if I would watch a movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger as twins, I would watch that. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
We were twins separated at birth.
Do you understand?
Get over here! Danny, why are you talking like that? Because of my brother!
Jim Carrey.
It's my accent.
This is how I talk.
Yeah, he's from Australia.
Good day, mate.
Trip on the Barbie. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's another. Wait, I was gonna say, okay, that goes with the Australian motif. So I'll let it. Freaking Crocodile Dundee. Gotta give him props. I was sitting there thinking, wait, that is not him. Oh, never mind. Yep. I'm back. Oh my gosh, these last two episodes. What the heck? Like, seriously.
We can end this one, you know. Just end it. Top off the Dinklage saga.
Oh, we've got it mentioned. That's less than 5 minutes. It was 2 minutes, and Arson brings up Dinklage.
Look, man, this doesn't have to be an hour and 30-minute freaking podcast. I think we've done enough of those as of late. People can live with, like, a 40-minute episode.
We're literally not even at 30 minutes yet.
All right, well, 25-minute episode.
Well, actual short for once.
To be fair, yeah, when we're not even making shorts anymore, we got a short. So, all right, Arson, take us out if you want. This is your episode, buddy.
All right, so we're going to be talking about the economics of how society would benefit from no longer eating actual meat or plants and just normal materials.
That'd be kind of rough, though, because, you know, it would overpopulate the world of all the animals.
No, man, you still have the predators. What do you? I'm kind of just like, you know, I'm not saying that we all just start freaking eating objects. I'm just saying hypothetically, now that we could, what would we eat? So, like, you know, back when, you know, on this, spaghetti sauce. Like, I was actually talking about spaghetti sauce, not spaghetti sauce made out of concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete meat. I'm just saying, now that we could, how much would we save in terms of money if we could just eat objects now instead of just food?
That also depends on what you eat, though, you know? Because, I mean, like, again, if I take a bite out of my neighbor's tires, that's not cheap for either one of us.
Well, obviously, but, I mean, there would be no reason for you to eat your neighbor's tires unless you were being petty.
But here's the thing. With, what, 8 billion people on this planet? I don't know exactly the numbers, but if everybody started doing that, we would literally be, like, the freaking... No, we'd be like the world from freaking Ben 10. Like, the one dudes. Rock
quarry would hit different.
Like, they would destroy their own planet, and we'd have to float off to another planet.
Would that really be the case, though? I mean, we already kind of... Everybody's already ravaging through food as it is.
I wonder what the core of the Earth would taste like.
I'm gonna take a bite out of the hot, forbidden core.
Spicy.
It's like, oh gosh, that's definitely a really high Scoville. Probably the highest.
Be the ultimate chili challenge.
You put a little drop of the core in there. Like, okay, who wants to try it first? I'm good. I'll go second. Go on, Steve, you're first.
Just eating everything. I mean, like, there'd obviously still be people who would be like, nah, I'm gonna stick to, like, normal food. You guys are weird.
Those are the vegans.
Yeah, those are the new vegans. Those are the new vegans of the eating objects world.
No, that's what I was saying. The old vegans would be the ones to be like, hey, you guys are weird. Like, really? Really?
It's weird. What do you mean you don't want to eat Mount Rushmore?
I'm sorry. If I ate Mount Rushmore, I'd still have to have bacon with it, okay? I'm just saying. Cover it in bacon, and I'll eat it.
Just a whole bacon strip on George Washington's eyebrows.
Right across his eyebrows. That's his unibrow. All right. I have
to take a bite out of the Eiffel Tower with the... With I don't know, a baguette on the side.
Wait, for New York, if I say I want to take a bite out of the Big Apple.
Literally. So, okay, I got a question, and this is a serious one, and I want to start with Arson. I know he's the host, so I want to give it to him first. Everybody's got to answer this. So, if you could eat any Jim Henson puppet, which would it be and why? And it's not just Jim Henson, it's like as a collaborative, you know, like all under the Jim Henson name.
So
that's like Sesame Street, that's all of that stuff.
Why was I about to say Big Bird?
Look, that's at the fore of my front of my head too, to be honest.
I thought he was gonna say Miss Piggy.
Bacon. She doesn't taste like bacon.
Yeah, pork.
Anyways, Arson, go ahead. Is it Big Bird?
I don't know why I'm also thinking about Oscar the Grouch.
He would taste gamey, I would say.
Big Bird's a tall order.
I mean, he tastes like junk, but
he's earthy, yeah, not junk.
It's
earthy.
Required to.
He's well seasoned.
Who would eat Snuffleupagus?
You.
No.
Peter Dinklage.
Oh gosh, there it is. Hey, at least you waited 5 minutes. Hey, you get props for that. You get that Peter Dinklage star.
Should I get the stilts too?
Yes. One. Just one.
What about the... I want the hat too, if I can.
The hat.
No, you haven't earned that yet.
No. Not the Halo hat, sorry.
No helicopter hat for you.
Oh, the helicopter hat. Okay. I thought we were talking about the other one. Anyways.
I'm just gonna jump the gun and just straight up just like I'm going to freaking like Predator style just right in the neck, just devour Kermit, like hold his neck between my jaws.
Oh jeez, why are you doing this?
Yeah, just thrash him around while he's asking me why I'm doing this.
He's like, wait, is that sandpaper?
This isn't a Rainbow Connection.
Just thrash him.
Alright, Grim, what about you? Which one would you eat? And why? There doesn't have to be a why.
Yeah.
I know who he's gonna eat. It's gonna be Beaker.
me. Wait, but Beaker has real hands though.
So,
Ooh, the Swedish Chef. Ooh, sorry. Go ahead.
I mean,
make some Swedish meatballs.
I get some milk if I eat Cookie Monster?
Absolutely. I feel like that has to be part of it.
If you eat him, you would eat the cookies he's eating.
Yeah, you have to dip him in the milk, though.
I just gotta pick him up and dunk him in the milk.
Take a bite right out of his head like anybody does out of a cookie. Like a gingerbread just man, you're like, ow!
Just drowning him.
Would you break a gingerbread man in half to make like an Oreo-like structure?
Oh, that's a good one, though. Yeah. All right, what about you, Ocean? Remember, it's not just like Sesame Street. It's any of them. Like, you could even go to the Labyrinth if you've ever seen it.
So mine's kind of a multi-parter. So I think, for starter, we're going to need some sauce, so I'm going to smash Elmo into a face. And then for the rest of it, I think it's going to be Miss Piggy.
Miss Porky the Pig!
Porky the Miss Porky.
What
am I doing here?
That's all, folks. Do what?
What?
What'd you say at the last part about the pasta?
Oh, I said, yeah. And so the Kermit and Miss Piggy can go together in as the pasta, and then we'll put some Elmo sauce on it.
Frog legs.
That takes a dark turn when you talk about the original voice of Elmo. I'm just saying. Anyways.
Oh.
Like it really does. I'm surprised nobody wanted a Bert and Ernie sandwich.
No, I'm good.
All right. So no, for me, thing. I would have to eat Yoda. Like, straight up.
I thought you were going to eat animal.
No. Animal! Oh, I mean, no, Yoda. It had to be Yoda.
Oh, you're talking about Frozzy.
Fozzy? Frozzy?
Frozzy.
So Frozzy Osborne.
Dude, I only remember his freaking phrase. I don't even
waka,
remember.
Waka,
waka, waka.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it'd either be Yoda for me. It'd either be Yoda for me, like I said, or it would be, I don't know, maybe the Count.
I think you think he tastes like a green bean.
And whenever you take a bite out of Yoda, he does the Lego scream. Ah!
No, but every time I take a bite out of the Count, I'm like, one bite. Two bites. And I just continue that until I, you know, devour him completely. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe nobody say, like, Gonzo or anything.
Well, why didn't you say Gonzo? You go eat Cheeto Boy.
Because I don't want to eat Gonzo. He's weird.
Yeah, you don't want to get like some sort of STD off of eating him.
Exactly. He likes to boink chickens. So, you know. His...
Yeah, he likes spreading around his Szechuan sauce.
He's got his Camilla. I think that was her name. The chicken's name was Camilla. So, yeah. Anyways.
What the hell is this episode?
I have no idea. Like, it really
wait
just...
till you see the last one.
Yeah, you have no idea. This is, yeah, this is interesting.
Walk a walk.
Grim's going to be sitting there waiting for Monday, be like, okay. It's time. It's now.
I'm gonna be sitting there with like a cup of coffee, being like, "All right, what is this?"
Waka waka dinklage.
Oh, what about Alf? I think Alf was part of the Jim Henson Creations. I think.
Sure. Which Muppet would Danny DeVito be?
Definitely Grouch. Definitely,
yeah. Oscar
the Trash Man.
The Trash Man.
Hold on, Jim Carrey would have to be Big Bird.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds Big Bird.
Okay, that would be actually better. But then Jim Carrey has to be Snuffleupagus. Hey, bird.
Wait, who would Animal be? What actor would you make Animal be?
Who's the biggest coke addict in freaking Hollywood?
Most of them are dead.
Oh, that's true. Hold on. How about Robert Downey Jr. Pre-Iron Man?
Oh, yeah. No, that was weed. That wasn't coke.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to say anyone from the Friday the 13th series.
Yeah, that would, yeah, that I just, yeah, whoever's the most coked out would be Animal, that's for sure. Like,
it's Rachel Zegler, she looks the part.
Oh geez. Yeah, but then she would, never mind, I'm not even gonna go into this politics.
But the movie would be ruined.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I think she'd be the only one saved from being eaten, that's for sure. No one wants that bad taste in their mouth. And here we go. Well, 5 minutes of laughing with Ocean. No, I love it when he goes into his little spats where he has to end up muting. Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm okay with you ending it if you want to. But we're having such a good time, too.
Ocean's about to die.
Yeah. Might want to go and get him to the hospital.
What kind of never mind. I thought you were going to go.
His doctor's going to be Peter Dinklage.
We need Peter Dinklage pain pills. Stat.
He's going to put on his gloves. They're going to be too big for him, even though they're small gloves.
Oh, gosh. I hope we get this out of our system for the next time we do this, because as fun as it's been, wow, these two episodes have been a complete wreck, but also amazing. Like,
you're
at
welcome.
The same time.
You're
these
welcome.
Are, these are the best episodes of like the entire season already, man.
Ocean, we need a did you know? While Grim is here. While Grim is here.
Did you know that the Spinosaurus is actually just Peter Dinklage on stilts?
I knew it!
That son of a Danny DeVito.
Jesus. Just saying the name.
I'm sorry.
All right, just cut the episode, Arson. Cut the episode.
What? No, man. What are you talking about? We could go into the life of Peter Dinklage.
Did you know that Peter?
All right, I'm out.
Actually, voiced
it was short lived.
Dumb.
Oh, don't ever go there. Oh gosh, he was one of the mini cons.
Yeah.
There you go, Grim. I knew I'd get Grim back in on that one.
You good? You got it out of your system?
Well, normally in Hollywood, they would be a Predacon, so...
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Those are the ones that aren't near, allowed near schools.
Those are the ones that drive slow through the school zone.
Well, on that note, guys, I appreciate you being here. I can't even end it. It's not mine.
How did you...
and once again, we are asking for your support in getting Peter Dinklage to notice these podcasts.
Our Peter Dinklage.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our time. Thank you for joining us on this insane adventure. A real tragedy that you had to wait an entire week for another episode only for it to be in just this.
Oh my gosh.
Just this. Nothing but this. Now, to give ourselves a bit of credit, we did follow the topic just a smidge. It wasn't completely off the rails, all right? You give us some credit here.
Not like the last one. The last one was worse.
Hey, the last one, we got through probably 80% of what we could have talked about.
That's true, yeah. And we kept it at an hour, so, you know, or right around an hour.
It was more or less on schedule, so I mean, you know.
It was on schedule, you know.
And then I blame you for the popcorn buckets.
That's a fair point. It really is. That's a fair point. The popcorn buckets was mine that I brought up, so.
Were you scrambling for a defense there? Like,
no, there's nothing I can say. It literally was my fault, like. I tried to think of any way out, but there's nothing.
Yeah, he really buttered that one up.
Oh, I see what you did there. As the little pops out and says, here's a piece of popcorn.
Socials. Check the link for socials. I don't know if the link works. Probably does, probably doesn't. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's just a piece of blank text. But, you know, that's the way it is. Merch still isn't a thing. Unfortunately, we have not garnered enough of a following to justify that just yet.
Peter Dinklage stuffy, or plushie.
Propeller hat coming soon.
Propeller hat.
From the Ashes propeller hat.
Dude, heck yeah.
It can have little wings on it, too, for a phoenix.
The propeller is the phoenix wings.
Yes.
But yeah, everything else, go check things out. I mean, it's going to be August pretty soon, and that's basically our break month, so, don't really expect much at all. We're kind of behind schedule, but that's fine. We'll definitely pick it up come September, so, you know, and enjoy yourself.
To be fair, this is an August episode, so when you see this or hear this, that's why. Yep.
We that's why we pre-recorded a couple episodes for August. Not like we'll cover the entirety of August, but I'm sure the tavern talks will more than make up for that.
Yeah. We may. It just depends on if Arson and I can get some time, because we were going to do a couple episodes, but we'll see. We'll see how that pans out.
But yeah, you know, that's it. It's the end of the episode. That's the end of the Dinklage saga. I was about to say Dinkelberg.
Dinkelberg. Hey, Dinkelberg.
Is that his German cousin?
No, man. Dinklage should star in the live-action Fairy Odd Parents movie and play the role of Dinkelberg.
As a child or one of the fairies?
It's the fairy.
No, man. He should be Dinkelberg.
Pietro Dinkelberg.
Dinkelberg.
You know, Gwyneth Paltrow made her own candle scent. What would Peter Dinklage's candle scent be?
All right. I thought we were ending this.
No, man. What are you talking about?
Stilts.
I don't know. I don't know when in August it's gonna be like near the end of August, isn't it?
We're gonna save this till the end of August just to make everybody suffer.
All right. Well, in case of that, yeah. Now that everything's now more collected, you can look forward to Phoenix streaming more. And yes. Stuff like that. You could also look forward to me not being seen at all for the entirety of August. Look forward to that especially.
Don't worry. If you're in my Discord, I'll be posting pictures of him regularly through August.
Yep. He's got Dinklage stalking me.
I'm going to post Arson's head on Dinklage's body.
Grim, you have anything you want to say to the nice people?
No.
Get out, hurry, leave.
Leave before the Teeter Dinklage jokes comes out. Come on.
Did you say Teeter?
All right, whatever. Teeter Dinklage. That's it. We'll catch you in September or I don't know, whatever episode this is. We'll see you. Whatever.
You've been Dinklaged.
You just got Dinklaged again.